With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says even as Republicans hope to pass their version of the Big Beautiful Bill this weekend, he's been keeping in close contact with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction and that we produce a bill in the Senate that hopefully the House can take up and pass and put on the president's desk.
And the president is remaining in Washington over the weekend.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts. They need those reductions in order to pay for tax breaks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Foreign policy expert Dan Senor says since it launched the October 7th Hamas attack in 2023, Iran now finds itself with no conventional military force it can use against Israel.
It's relied on a proxy system of all these proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, satellite states like the Assad regime in Syria. All of those are gone or severely weakened.
In the meantime, mourners gathering in Tehran over the weekend for the funeral of top Iranian commanders killed in the war with Israel. The Israelis targeted Iranian military leaders, scientists, as well as a number of nuclear sites, killing some 30 different commanders. Russian drones hitting Odessa overnight, killing two people, injuring at least 17. That attack hitting a residential building, and officials say for several hours, a number of residents in the building were trapped. This is SRN News. A New York City pride running out of cash.
The organization that runs the Big Apple's notorious gay pride parade says it's short about $750,000 for the June 29th event because sponsors have pulled out. About 25% of NYC Pride's corporate benefactors have quit, including Pepsi, Nissan, and Target. It's all part of the sudden death of woke capitalism, which has seen big firms pull their support for the LGBT agenda amidst a surge of complaints from consumers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Party building up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats already control the legislature and are hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia, one of two states, along with New Jersey, that host statewide elections in the off year. This is SRN News. SpaceX launched the first of a scheduled two Starlink missions in the pre-dawn hours early Saturday, and a Falcon 9 rocket carrying 27 of the broadband internet satellites lifted off from Cape Canaveral.
Earlier this month at an Axiom News conference, Flight Commander and American Peggy Whitson said one experiment they'd be conducting is on diabetes.
A person with diabetes can't fly in space because it's disqualifying and not considered to be safe because we wouldn't know how their bodies would respond. And so if we have the appropriate technology to monitor the individuals, we feel that, you know, we can open up that door and that path for a lot of folks in the world and just open up space a little bit more.
I'm Donna Water.
Saturday's liftoff comes 2 weeks late because of space station leak concerns. Besides Whitson, the crew includes astronauts from India, Hungary, and Poland. More details, srnnews.com.